Sussex County Association of Realtors.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a real estate education center and associate parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.66 acres, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of Route 9 and Park Avenue, also known as Truck Route 9. Again, for the record, the applicants on Monday submitted a booklet. I think they all did tonight. The booklet contained a cover letter and other information that's all provided before the commissioners and is available for review.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself from this public hearing.
All right, sir. Gentlemen, that leaves us with three. That is still a quorum and a majority, so we'll proceed.
We received a couple agency comments, or three actually. The first one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report. It is dated September 28th of 2005. Makes reference to the, I get the right one, hold on a sec. The site in question, there were an annual average daily traffic of 15,159 vehicles per day with a summer average of 19,807 vehicles per day during summer peak hours. That would be for Route 9 from Route 319 northeast Georgetown limits to Route 249. The second road looked at was Route 9 truck route, also called Park Avenue, from Route 47, which is near the entrance to the industrial park, to Route 9 itself. The industrial park, or the Park Avenue, had 2,901 vehicles per day. From the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum dated March 5th, 2007, signed by Debbie Absher. This site is Pepper Box and Rosedale Complex Soils. The applicants would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the general area in the site. There's also a copy of a portion of the soil survey map, a map information sheet. On this site, the soils pepper box are considered very limited for septic tank absorption fields. Very limited on the Rosedale soils for the same reason. In reference to dwellings with basements, they're very limited for pepper box soils and somewhat limited for Rosedale soils. The dwellings without basements would be somewhat limited for pepper box soils and not limited for Rosedale. And these both soil types are considered to be prime farmland soils if irrigated. From the County Engineering Department and the Utility Planning Division, we received a memo today. The site is located within a Georgetown growth area. The location, size of lateral or connection points is not applicable. An individual on-site septic system is proposed to serve the project, and that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down site plans. And I also have a drawing showing the site with the existing improvements. I believe that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, sir, Mr. Wheatley, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, Sussex County Association of Realtors. With me tonight are Ruth Briggs King from the association and the association's engineer, Ken Christenberry. This application is effectively an application to expand conditional use 1220, which is in your project booklet. That conditional use was approved by County Council in January 1998 and covered the entire 1.8-acre parcel. At that time, there were approximately 800 realtors in Sussex County. Now there are nearly 1,500 realtors, and with that growth, the association's outgrown where it is and needs to expand. That's why we're here. Ruth will tell you a little bit about the activities of the association in a minute. You know the site. Across the street is an auto repair and service shop. Immediately west of the shop is an antique store. There's a small residential development to the south and some scattered housing across Route 9. Lawrence gave you the information from DelDOT. Evidently, there is no significant traffic impact generated by this project. I'd ask Ken to identify himself, and I have a few questions for him, and he'll walk you through the site plan.
Good evening. Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering, Georgetown, Delaware.
Ken, let's talk about the site. Credentials. I beg your pardon.
If you would, please, just state your credentials briefly.
I'm a licensed professional engineer in the state of Delaware.
Thank you.
Okay. Ken, if you would, describe the existing source of water and septic or sewage service for the property.
The current facility is served by a septic field behind that, the existing building. A separate septic field would probably be proposed for the expansion building, and we would continue to use on-site wells to provide drinking water.
Gentlemen, in your package, you will find a soils map and a site evaluation for the septic system. Ken, are you able to testify that you believe that the site is adequate to serve not only the existing facility but the proposed facility?
Absolutely.
What about stormwater issues? How are they addressed on site, and what problems are created by the proposed expansion?
The existing site has two stormwater management ponds. A third would be added, and if necessary, some of the existing ones would be expanded to handle the additional impervious cover from the parking lot.
But all of the stormwater issues can be handled on site?
Absolutely.
Are there any wetlands on site?
No.
Any tax ditches anywhere near the property?
None on the property, and as far as near the property, I've not been about that.
Can you walk briefly through the site plan for the proposed expansion?
Phase one would be the addition of this building here. The only connection between the existing and proposed building would be decking. The area right here is that parking lot that would be put in with phase one. Lot one, which is this area here adjacent to the antique store, would only be paved in the event that it were found to be necessary. You'll see from the parking tabulation on the site plan that the parking provided on lots two and three are sufficient for the proposed facility without paving lot one and adding that additional parking area.
The size of the proposed new structure?
6,200 square feet.
Are there any other engineering or logistical issues that confront this project that you're aware of?
No, it looks pretty standard.
I'd like to call Ruth, ask her to come forward, please. Ruth, if you would identify yourself to the commission.
Good evening. Ruth Briggs King. I'm the Executive Vice President for the Sussex County Association of Realtors.
Ruth, can you briefly describe what the association does?
We are a not-for-profit trade organization that represents realtors and those who do business in the real estate arena, including appraisers, affiliate members that might be in banking or other areas such as title insurance that are related to real estate.
And what functions does the present facility serve?
Our basic mission is that one of education for our members and to keep them informed on technology and latest advancements out there. So we do a lot of education to meet the Delaware State requirements for continued licensing. We do that for our brokers in Delaware as well as for non-resident brokers, so there's a lot of education. We also like to think that we're a good community member, and we host many organizations, permit them to use our building. We're somewhat limited in our abilities now because we've gone from about 800 members to over 1,400 members, and it's not unusual for us to have to try and find a location off-site to complete our continuing education requirements, which means more classroom time, more expense for our members.
What community functions do you host, just by way of example?
Well, tonight, for instance, we're finishing up a class on Spanish for realtors, and we'll work with other not-for-profit organizations to meet some of the housing needs and other concerns in the area. We'll let different organizations use the classrooms if necessary for continued education as well.
Am I correct when I say you have absolutely outgrown where you are?
Absolutely. We not only went from 800 members to a little over 1,500, and we grow every month, but we also expanded a staff from 2 to 4. And with the bookkeeping, that, and in addition to that, we house a multiple listing service out through our offices, and we're very tight on space.
To what purposes will the new structure be put?
Well, primarily for education, for meetings, for different continued events that go on with our members so that we can continue to do the work that we do. We have a lot of variety of things that we do for auctions and to raise money for the community for our mission with housing in the area. It will be used for that. We hope to have a very smart technology room, which we find very lacking in Sussex County. We're challenged now when we want to have certain events and use certain technology to pull either off satellite or for some web links. We're a little confined in that, being able to do that. So we would like to bring a higher level technology classroom to Sussex County that's available for use.
Do you have daily hours of operation?
We do. We're generally in the office from 8 to 5. However, many nights it's not unusual to be there for education, such as tonight. We actually have a class going on till 9 o'clock. And we're also there on some weekends because we have a lot of members who have dual careers. They might be teachers by day and realtors by the weekend. And so we have to have some night and evening classes in order to meet their needs as well.
Any questions of Ruth or of Ken?
Gentlemen, anything at this time?
Okay. Gentlemen, if not, I submit to you, this is a textbook conditional use. This association is of a public or semi-public nature. It certainly serves its community, and it certainly serves the professional community. Obviously, it's outgrown where it is with the exponential growth in the number of realtors in this county. We don't see any adverse impacts of any sort. And we ask that if you are favorably inclined toward this conditional use application, you consider imposing only those two conditions that were imposed in conditional use 1220, which were the entrance to the site remain only on, I guess, Park Avenue, Industrial Park Boulevard, Truck Route 9, however you choose to identify it, and that the final site plan be subject to the review and approval of the commission. And that's all we have.
All right, sir, thank you. We will check to see if anyone has any questions at this point. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Gordy?
The only thing I have is clarification. Lot 1, you say, is going to be left undisturbed unless you need it as a parking lot?
That's the current application, yes.
But, I mean, you're going to leave it like it is now, grass or whatever it is now? What is it now?
Grass. Right now, it's just grass. There may be an expansion to the stormwater facility if we need it.
The idea, Mr. Gordy, is to avoid having to come back a third time for another conditional use.
Fine. But you're not going to put stone or anything like that into it?
No. If we were to do a parking lot, I think they would want to do it right. They would pave it and add additional stormwater facilities.
Do you foresee that coming year or two or 3 years, or have any idea?
I don't think so at this point in time. I think we're looking at a higher tech kind of education and perhaps not have to continue the expansion of the actual classroom. I think we'll go virtual classroom, and the smart design would allow us to do that.
Other questions I have?
Mr. Counts.
Will the site plan include a landscaping plan?
I would think aesthetically we would want it to. It does now.
Thank you.
Can we get back to the parking lot just for a second? Because it sounds like
well, if I heard it wrong, the parking lot that existed already paved. And there was some overflow because in the grass. So, and that, when would you complete the parking? When you did the expansion, when would you finish the parking lot?
In order to meet the parking requirements for the size of the building that's proposed, the parking that's shown on lots two, the existing parking on lot two and the proposed parking on lot three would need to be completed to meet the site plan requirements. As far as when they would want to pave lot one, that's something that the association would decide, I guess, as the need arose, they would pursue it.
I just had lot numbers backwards, that's all.
I call one
the one that's already being used, and it should have been the one. That's all I have.
I did too. Mr. Robertson.
No questions.
All right, sir. Well, we thank you. If you'll stand by, we'll see if anyone has
one other matter. Mr. Wheatley, please say happy birthday to Ms. King.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1710 Sussex County Association of Realtors? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1710? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may prefer to simply call the office in the morning. Our next public